سخنران امشب تهران AA که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر نایب 15 اولیهای گمنام در تهران است، خانم ماریان هستند از کشور آمریکا با مقطع هوشیاری 32 سال و مترجم امشب خانم سدی عزیز هستند. ضمن سلام به این دو عزیز، من میکروفون خانم سدی آخر دیدم. خانم سدی عزیز روی دارید با تلفن صحبت میکنید؟ خانم سدی روی علامت سوال میزنید من باز کنم میکروفونتونو؟ بله خانم. سلام خانم سدی، میکروفون شما بازه.
سلام دوستان عزیزم.
سلام، من جلسه در اختیار شماست.
ازتون ممنونم. ببخشید اسم این سخنرانتون چیه؟
خانم ماریان.
های ماریان، how are you doing؟ مارینا. ماریان، how are you doing ماریان؟
I am well. I can't see any faces at all. Is that normal?
Okay, let me tell you, yeah, on the free conference platform, you do not see any faces. You only see my face. And the other thing is there are about 200 people in this meeting that, as I said, you do not see them. And a lot of them are newcomers or some of them are still using. So you may want to know that. And I understand you're talking step 6 tonight, right?
I sure am, yes.
Okay, great. Sorry, I had bad connection. I am all ready for you. Do you see me now?
I don't see you.
Okay, do you see me now?
I do. Hello.
Okay, how are you doing? It is good to see you. I am sorry for some internet problems. The floor is yours. Go ahead. As you talk, I translate. And when you go too much, I just give you a hint. Please use simple language.
I'm simple, so that will be fine.
Okay.
You can hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Let me know when to start, and I will start.
Okay, just right this moment. Go ahead and start. You have the floor.
Okay. I am Marian, and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is November 11th, 1989.
سلام دوستان عزیزم، من ماریان هستم، یک الکلی. روز هوشیاری من 11 نوامبر 1989 است. Marianne, that gives you how many years of sobriety?
I have 31 years sobriety.
Okay, go ahead. Marianne, 31 سال هوشیاری داره. Go ahead, Marianne.
I am honored and privileged to be here today and wish you all great sobriety.
باعث افتخار منه که امشب اینجا باشم و امیدوارم که همتون برای همتون آرزوی هوشیاری خوب و دراز مدت میکنم. اوکی؟
I will tell you I took my first drink when I was 15 years old and the obsession, the allergy and the compulsion came to me instantly.
مریان میگه من 15 سالم بود که اولین مشروبم رو خوردم و بلا فاصله وسوسه و آلرژی اومد به سراغم. Okay.
And what I've come to find out is that I have a disease called alcoholism that can only be overcome by a connection to a power greater than myself.
و چیزی که فهمیدم اینه که من بیماری الکلیسم دارم که فقط از طریق رابطه با یک نیروی بالاتر از خودم میتونم به این بیماری فائق بیام و پس این بیماری بر بیام. اوکی؟
So from my first drink at 15 to the last drink when I was 30 years old I could not put enough alcohol into my system that would kill the pain of my life.
بنابراین از 15 سالگی تا که من اولین مشروبمو به دست گرفتم تا 30 سالگی که گذاشتم این زمین نمیتونستم به قدر کافی هیچ موقع مشروب وارد بدن خودم بکنم انقدر که کفایت بکنه دردهای منو هرگز کافی نبود برای دردهای من.
One and a half years before I came in to Alcoholics Anonymous, I had lost a baby that died and my mother died. And I was already alcoholic, but those things, I was in such grief and I was in such pain, I turned to alcohol even more to cover up that grief and pain.
Okay. مریان میگه تو اون من یه بچه مریان, you have a bad connection. Could you check it out? Your voice comes and goes. I have a hard time.
Oh my goodness, it's probably the headphones. Is that better?
Oh, much better. Thank God. Oh, I was getting nervous. Oh,
only thing
so
is, I
better.
Can't hear, if you can hear me, but I can't hear you very good.
Okay, then go ahead and put it on. What can we do? Put it on. You need to hear me. میگه که در من ببخشید ما کانکشنمون بده مریان مشکل هدفون داره. در یک سال و نیم آخر من سختی زیادی کشیدم. یک بچه کوچیکم از دنیا رفت مرد و مادرم از دنیا رفت مرد و غصه و درد و اندوه زیادی که من داشتم به واسطه از دست دادن بچه‌ام و مادرم منو حتی بیشتر به طرف الکل برد. حتی بیشتر. اوکی؟
I will pull the headphones out when I speak. That should work. Okay. So I surrendered on November 11th, 1989. In my home, and our book, big book, describes as being at the jumping off place. We can't see our life with a drink, and we can't see our life without a drink. Can you hear me right now? Because I am seeing nothing. I don't know what's going on. But all I'm getting is a blank page here. So I'm going to just keep talking just in case. Is that what I should do? Yes,
you were talking about the baby died and your mother died and that brought you to drinking even more. And on November 11, 1989, you surrendered at your own home.
Right.
Okay. مریان میگه من بعد از اینکه مادرم و فرزندم رو از دست دادم تسلیم شدم و در نوامبر 11, 1989 در منزلم این اتفاق افتاد تو خونه خودش. اوکی.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Yes. So
I went to one treatment center for alcohol on November 11, 1989. And I stayed there for 30 days.
Okay. میگه من رفتم به یه مرکز بازپروری برای اینکه الکل رو بذارم کنار، همون 11 نوامبر 1989، و 30 روزم اونجا موندم. Okay. You could say a little more. I can handle it. Go ahead.
Okay. There at the center, I worked the first 3 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and found a God of my understanding.
Okay. میگه توی اون مرکزی که بودم 3 قدم اول الکلی های گمنام رو کار کردم و اونجا یک خداوندی به دانگونه که خودم درک میکردم پیدا کردم. مریان؟
But before that, what happened is on my 3rd day, I was laying in detox and the obsession of the mind came and I felt like I was ready to leave. And 2 alcoholics came in and sat next to the bed with me and spoke the language of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. میگه ولی قبل از اون که 30 روز بمونم و 3 قدم و کار کنم و اینا، روز 3 بود که توی اون مرکز سمزدایی بودم و در حال سمزدایی بودم. تو اون 3 روزی بودم که بدنم داشت سمزدایی میکرد که وسوسه اومد سراغ من و من داشت دیگه آماده بودم که از اون مرکز بیام بیرون، اما 2 الکلی اومدن کنار تخت من نشستن و منو نگه داشتن و اونها با زبان دل با من صحبت کردن، همون زبان دلی که ما توی برنامه میگیم، زبان یک الکلی به اون یکی الکلی و اون چه تو ادبیات ماست. اوکی.
So what I didn't realize is that I didn't know about Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't know that I had an obsession of the body, the mind, and the spirit. And when these alcoholics talked to me, their words had depth and weight, and I could understand them. Because for the first time in my life, someone wasn't talking down to me. They understood me, and they understood my alcoholism.
مریان میگه چیزی که نمیفهمیدم تا اون موقع وجود این بیماری بود و اصلا هیچ چیزی هم راجع به AA نمیدونستم، راجع به انجمن الکلی ها و راجع به وسوسه بدن و روح و فکرم هم هیچی نمیدونستم، اما اونا که با من صحبت کردم من چونو فهمیدم. دفعه اولی بود که کسی از بانا با من صحبت نمی کرد، منو کوچیک نمی کرد. اونا جوری حرف می زدن که انگار منو داشتن درک می کردن. نوع حرف زدنشون برای من ناراحت کننده نبوده، براش نوع حرف زدنشون خوب بود. اوکی؟
اوکی. So that kept me there at the center. I knew that that day God my understanding before I got there. And then when the 2 AAs came, I believe what happened was a connection of God and the fellowship came together in that room for me. And the obsession to drink has never came back.
Wow. Okay. From that moment on. And Marianne میگه خب اینا با این حرفاشون منو نگه داشتن اونجا و قبلشم خداوند بدان گونه که درکش میکردم تو اون 30 روز منو نگه داشت، ولی تو اون اتاق بازپروری، اتاق دیتاکس سمزدایی، یه ارتباطی بین خداوند و انجمن برای من به وجود اومد که اون ارتباط باعث شد که از همون لحظه تا امروز وسوسه از من پر بکشه و بره.
Beautiful. So from there, I spent 30 days in the center. I worked the first 3 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous there. And I found a home group. I have a little sister that got sober first. Oh, and I got to say this too. I come from a large family, and in my large family, most of us are sober and lots of sobriety. My little sister has more time than me, but I also have another sister and two brothers that are in Alcoholics Anonymous. So that I am very proud from an alcoholic family of an alcoholic mother, an alcoholic father, that there is hope for all of us in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Wow.
So that's...
Okay, let me say that. مریم میگه خب من 3 روز اونجا بودم و 3 قدم اول رو کار کردم و بعد اومدم بیرون یک جلسه خانگی پیدا کردم و قبلا خواهر کوچیک من و بعد بلافاصله گفت یادم رفت بهتون بگم که من از یک خانواده بزرگ میام که توی خانواده ما بیشتر ما هوشیار هستیم. من خواهر کوچیکم از من مقدار هوشیاری بیشتری داره. دو تا برادر من توی AA هستن. پدر و مادرم هوشیاری دارن و میخوام بهتون بگم که ما یک خانواده هستیم در بهبودی و هوشیاری و این بدین معناست که برای همه ما تو اتاقهای انجمن امید هست. اوکی؟
اوکی، good. So I found a home group where I was from near in a little town in the Pacific Northwest of the United States, and I got into service. I got a sponsor, and she started taking me through the rest of the steps. And I know my talk today is, I just wanted to give you some background of where I came from before we get into step 6. And our big book talks about that. It's in the 12 and 12 that, you know, it's the step that separates the men from the boys. And we have this disease called alcoholism. And I'm always going to have the disease of alcoholism. But what I have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of my spiritual condition.
اوکی، مریان میگه که من اومدم از مرکز بازپروری بیرون و یک جلسه خانگی پیدا کردم توی شهر کوچیکی که زندگی میکردم که تو شمال غربی آمریکا هستش و بعد شروع به خدمت کردم و بعد راهنما گرفتم. راهنمام شروع کرد قدمای بعدی رو از 3 به بعد رو با من کار بکنه. من یه مقداری دارم از گذشتم براتون میگم قبل از اینکه از قدم 6 بگم که با هم آشنا بشیم. و تو کتاب 12 قدم 12 سنت میگه که قدم ها همان چیزیست که مردها رو از پسرها متمایز میکنه، یعنی ما رو بزرگ میکنه و باعث رشدمون میشه. و ما بیماری الکلیست داریم و من چیزی که فهمیدم اینه که این بیماری رو همیشه دارم، همیشه با منه و من همیشه مجال دارم برای یک بهبودی روزانه و نگه داشتن پایه و اساس بهبودی و پایه و اساس روحانی خودم به شکل یک روز. اوکی؟
اوکی. So my first sponsor, I was writing my 4-step and she got very sick and she passed away. And I ended up doing my 5th step with a dear mentor of mine. And when I did that, I also did my 6th and 7th step. But the things that became very clear to me in my alcoholism, which our book talks about, is the things that I'm driven by. I'm driven by 100 forms of fear. I'm selfish. I'm self-centered. You know, I'm prideful. I'm egotistical. All those things that come with our alcoholism. And, you know, it is one thing to be, you know, alcohol is a symptom of our disease. It's a much greater thing than that. It is all these other things that
it doesn't mean a whole lot to anyone if I walk around, oh, I'm clean and sober, but I'm lying and cheating and stealing and all those character defects. It's like these are the things that can block me from that power that keeps me sober. So I need to be rid of those things.
Great. ماریان میگه که خب من اولین راهنما منو به من گفت قدم چهار بنویسم، من قدم چهارمو نوشتم و اولین راهنما مریض شد. ماریان, that person that you read your step 5, was that your mentor outside the program or inside the program?
It was someone outside the program that was very involved.
Okay.
Alcoholic.
Okay. Therapy. And you did your 6 and 7 with the person outside or inside?
Well, it says that we can go to, in our book, where it says that we can go to a closed mouth friend or
a clergy,
a family member or a clergy, and it was a person of the clergy.
Okay. To let everybody know. مریم میگه من قدم چهارم که می نوشتم راهنما به شدت مریض شد و از دنیا رفت و من مجبور شدم که قدم پنجم رو برای یه نفر دیگه بخونم که حالت مربی و معلم معنویم بوده اما اون شخص توی برنامه نبوده و میگه کتاب هم میگه که ما میتونیم قدم پنجمون رو برای آدم معنوی یا آدم دینی و کسی دیگه بخونیم خارج از برنامه و بعدم 6 و 7م رو انجام دادم. چیزی که میگه چیزهایی که منو میبره به جلو, من پر از یک دنیا پر از ترس و خودمحوری و خودخواهی و چیزهای آشفته از این دست هستم و الکل فقط یه نشونه است برای بیماری الکلیسم من. چیزای خیلی بیشتری راجع به الکلیسم وجود داره که قسمت الکل خوردنش یه قسمت کوچیکشه و اون چیزای دیگه کارهای اشتباهیه که من میکنم. خیلی معنایی برای کسی نداره اگه من برم بگم که ببین نگاه کن من اما تقلب میکنم, دروغ میگم و هزار کار نادرست دیگه انجام میدم. این از که من اون موقع نمیتونم هوشیاریمو نگه دارم و این چیز هاست که بیماری الکلیسم رو درست میکنه, کارهایی که من میکنم. مریان داره الان وارد قدم 6 میشه و داره راجع به نواقص شخصیتی صحبت میکنه. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Okay. So it says here, after coming out of step 5, it says, if we can answer to our satisfaction, and that's what's interesting, if we can answer to our satisfaction, coming out of step 5.
Are you reading off the book?
On the big book on the top of page 76.
Okay.
I don't
Go
know.
Ahead, read it.
I hope I have
the same page.
Little bit.
You're doing great.
Thank you. I just hope everyone hears the language of the heart because my heart is bursting right.
It is. Yeah, this is the same every night in this program. You're doing fantastic. You're really, really giving great messages to us.
Okay, good. Well, okay. If it helps one person, that's great. It's helped keeping me sober today.
Exactly.
Okay.
Page 76 on top.
It says, if we can answer to our satisfaction, God at this point is trusting us. If we can answer to our satisfaction, he's put his trust in us a little bit, like, oh, that I can actually, when we go back a page before that, and it says, once we've admitted everything, I'm going to go back the page before. Okay, so.
Okay. After coming home.
After coming home, where was I going to go? Hold on one second. This is the promises of step 5, right here, in the middle of page 75. It says,
okay.
And this is what I felt coming out of 5. I sat with a minister, and I was so ashamed of everything I said. I was so truthful, and I was so honest coming out of step 5. Like, how could I have been this person? And here's somebody that I admire so much, and I'm telling them all this horrible stuff about myself. And the very first words that came out of the spiritual mentor's mouth was, "Were you afraid I wasn't going to love you anymore?" And it was somebody that I looked up to so much, who had helped me through the death of my child, that helped me through the death of my mother. And those words meant so much to me. And I experienced the promises of step five. Can I read this first, or do you want to say all that?
Of course, no. Let me say that. Let me say that. Let me say that and stay where you are on the promises. مریم میگه که خیلی خوب من قدم پنجم رو با یک آدم روحانی خوندم، مثل یه حالت کشیشی، و با صداقت کامل خوندم و بعد از اینکه قدم پنجم رو خوندم یهو با خودم گفتم این همه چیزهای وحشتناک در تو بوده و تو تمام این چیزهای وحشتناک راجع به خودت رو هم به یک نفر دیگه گفتی و دچار شک و تردید شدم. اولین کلماتی که از دهن اون آدم در اومد این بود که آیا می ترسیدی که من دیگه تو رو دوست نداشته باشم بعد از این حرفایی که به من زدی؟ و این کلمات برای من خیلی ارزشمند بود، چون این شخص یک مربی روحانی، یک مقام روحانی و بالا برای من بود و در از دست دادن فرزندم و مادرم خیلی به من کمک کرده بود و این باعث شد که من حالا به وعده های قدم پنج نگاه بکنم و براتون بگم. Okay, the promises.
Okay, so what great promises for us to have as alcoholics when we have this past was so awful and we confess all this stuff to someone. And that after all of that, because I hated everything who I was and everything I could be, I hated myself. And to be able to make promises following that, we can, it says, having taken this step, withholding nothing, we're delighted. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone at perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us, and we begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. Conscious separateness from our Creator, that's where we are. It's a spiritual malady we have, and now I can connect with this power. And somehow I knew that day when I finished this that I was a new woman, that the woman I was no longer... wasn't who I really truly was to be. What freedom. Even in the very first time I went through this work, it changed my life. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs. Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but now we begin to have a spiritual experience. And that first time through that step five, I began to have a spiritual experience. Like I was going to be okay. The feeling that the drink problem has disappeared will often come strongly. I'm free. We feel we're on the broad highway walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. How incredible. How incredible. That God would save a wretch like me, you know, for all of us.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great. Let me say that. به هر حال مریم میگه که بعد از این احساساتی که داشتم اومدم به خونه و این وعده های قدم پنج تو کتاب اینش برای من اتفاق افتاد که میگه ما بعد از اینکه این قدم رو میخونیم اگه هیچی رو از قلم نندازیم که میگه من همه رو گفته بودم یک احساس رضایتی از خودمون میکنیم و اون موقع است که ما میتونیم چشم در چشم دنیا بندازیم و بتونیم به دنیا نگاهی بکنیم به معنای واقعی و در نهایت صلح و آرامش وایسیم و تمام ترس های ما میریزه و ما شروع میکنیم به احساس نزدیکی کردن با کسی که ما رو آفریده. و بعد ادامه میده تو این وعده ها که میگه احتمالاً در زندگی گذشته خودمون اصلا هر اعتقاد روحانی خاصی که داشتیم، اما الان میفهمیم که اعتقاد روحانی مهم نیست، نه که مهم نیست، ولی تجربه روحانی رو الان درک میکنیم. و همینه که احساس این که مشروب خوری ما به کلی میره، این احساس در ما قوت میگیره که واو احساس مشروبخواری من رفته، و فکر میکنیم که در بزرگراه وسیعی دست در دست خداوند داریم راه میریم، و یا دست در دست دنیا و کائنات. و اینجا میگه که جدایی از آفریدگار اون دیوانگی روحانی بود که من داشتم، و اون روز فهمیدم که من تبدیل به یک زن جدیدی شدم و اونی که من قبلا بودم اونی نیست که قرار بوده من باشم، و من به یک آزادی و تغییری در زندگی رسیدم که غیر باور کردنه. Okay.
So
it doesn't then return home. We find a place where we can be quiet for an hour, carefully what we've done, and we thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know Him better. So I did those things, and looking back over the work, is the work far? Are the stones properly in place? Meaning, have I admitted I'm powerless over alcohol? My life had become unmanageable. Had I come to believe in a power greater than myself? Had I put my life God as a had I written the searching and fearless moral inventory of myself? Had I admitted God to myself and to another human being, the only place in the whole big book of Alcoholics Anonymous for quiet hour where we could discuss. And God is actually, like I was referring to earlier, if we can then answer to our satisfaction, that I can answer that to myself, like I'm no God enough and I'm better. I'm spiritually connected to God, and I'm God's like me to trust myself at that point of we then can look at step six. If we can my satisfaction to our satisfaction.
Marian, I'm losing you again. Your voice is coming broken down.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Maybe it wasn't supposed to be said. Can you hear me now?
Almost. Okay. Man.
I see.
I can hear you now. Go ahead now. Let's just forget about that last thing that you said. Go ahead.
Good. So step six means we're entirely ready to God remove all these defects of character. And all those defects of character are what are pointed out to me when I take that fifth step, right? What are some of our character defects that we find there? You know, some of the things that plague all alcoholics, my pride, possibly, my ego, my fear, my dishonesty, my greed, things like that. Now, how can I be consciously connected to God when I'm driven by all those things, all those defects of character? Because all I am is showing up really a dry drunk, a restless, irritable, content, full of fear, selfishness, and self-centeredness.
Okay, let me say that. I have your voice very badly. I pick up in the middle of what you say. مریان میگه که خیلی خوب، حالا شما فکر کنین که من با نواقص شخصیتیم، از جمله غرور، از جمله منیت، از جمله ناصادقی، از جمله طمع، چطوری میتونم با وجود اینها با خداوند در تماس باشم؟ مثل اینه که من اگه اینا رو داشته باشم، مثل اینه که من یک الکلی هستم که فقط خشک الکلی هستم، اصول بهبودی ندارم و این میشه یک مشکل و من باید پیرو یک اصولی باشم. نمیشه زندگی کرد با این مسائل، اون موقع دیگه ارتباطی با خدا وجود نداره. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Okay. You can hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
So our big book talks about who we're to be and that we're to be agents of God. And what is an agent of God? You know, it's not somebody who's walking around selfish and self-centered or prideful or egotistical or self-centered or some of those things that are alcoholism or the actor trying to direct the show. Like, I want to direct this show right now. I want you to be able to hear every word I say. I want, you know, I want everybody to stay sober. You know, that's not my job. I'm here to play the role that God's assigned me to play. And when I play the role that God's assigned me to play, it comes with ease and comfort. But when I'm full of my selfishness and centeredness, when I'm full of fear, when I'm full of all that stuff, I'm not going to be effective to help God's kids.
Okay, that's great. مریم میگه که میدونید ما همه نماینده های خدا هستیم روی زمین و نماینده خدا کسی نیست که روی زمین داره راه میره و خودخواهه و خودمحوره و خودمشغوله و میخواد همه چیز مدل اون باشه و من نباید خدایی بکنم، من باید کاری رو بکنم که خدا میخواد من بکنم و وقتی که من پر از ترس و خودخواهی و اینا هستم نمیتونم به بچه های خداوند کمک بکنم و اگر با این نواقصم برم جلو مدل یک آدمی هم که مشروب نمیخوره ولی هیچ رفتار مناسب و اصولی هم نداره و بی خود نیست که من همینجور بیتاب و بدخلق و ناراضی اون سه صفت الکلی خواهم بود، بیتاب، بدخلق و ناراضی همراه با نواقصم. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's just the work that we continue to do. The work that we continue to do is to be rid of our selfishness, be rid of our pride, be rid of those things that block me from God so I can be the agent that God would want me to be. That when I work with others, I'm not trying to be in control of them or anything like that.
و این دقیقاً کاریه که ما میکنیم. ما سعی میکنیم که از غرورمون، از خودخواهیمون، از ناصادقیمون و از این گونه صفات دوری بکنیم و اینا رو به کار نبریم تو زندگی. وقتی که با دیگران هستیم از اینها استفاده نمیکنیم. اوکی؟
Okay. So I'm probably just going to go a few more minutes because connection is not so great. I'm so sorry. We've begun to come with our the things that we wrote down from step five and the things we have begun to comprehend their futility and their fatality. We've commenced to see their terrible destructive. We've begun to learn tolerance, patience, and goodwill towards all, even our enemies. This is for where the people we've heard by to straight out the path. So that's two out of step five. If you not look at the how the world and people affect, but being able to, I might say this a lot, you know, be able to turn in and go out. What am I doing? The best person I
go out, because if I'm always looking at people things to be what I want them to be, I'm going to have trouble. And this is the end of the going, the searching in myself to go out to the rest of the world to serve this world better.
من از همه معذرت میخوام. من صدای این خانم مریان رو خیلی بد میشنوم برای اینکه مشکل اینترنت دارن. ولی به هر حال چیزی که من از سخنانشون میگیرم اینه که ما بعد از قدم 5 به منزل میایم و با خودمون خلوت میکنیم و شناخت بهتری از خدا پیدا میکنیم و ازش تشکر میکنیم برای این شرایطی که به ما داده و از خودمون سوال میکنیم که ما آیا آماده هستیم که تمام نواقصمون رو بدیم به دست خداوند یا نه، و آیا میتونه از ما بگیره یا نه، و همه اونها رو یا بعضی از اونها رو، و اگر هنوز هم به چیزی چسبیدیم اونو سعی میکنیم که از خداوند بخواهیم که به ما کمک بکنه و براش تمایل پیدا بکنیم. Marion, I cannot hear you very good. I think we need to stop here.
That's what I think too. I'm so sorry.
Because I am sorry. I really am sorry. You have such beautiful experience, but I can't hear you. There is a problem with your internet, I guess. But I want to thank you and ask you to wrap it up. Would you like to say the last sentence?
Yes.
I can hear you great now. Don't move, please.
Okay. I just want to thank you for your invitation today. And I pray for all of us to stay safe and protected under God's care. Thank you.
من میخوام از شماها ببخشید چون اینترنتشون بده، من ازشون خواستم که کوتاه کنیم چون نمیتونیم صحبت کنیم با هم دیگه. مریان میگه که خیلی خب، من اینجوری تموم میکنم که میخوام از شما تشکر بکنم و دعا بکنم برای هممون که زیر سایه پروردگار و در پناه خدا امن و ایمن باشیم با هم دیگه. Marian, on behalf of the group, I really thank you. I really do thank you. It was an honor to translate for you. Sorry for the bad connection.